Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 today, verses 12 through 14. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 12 through 14. Paul says, "For our boast is this, that the testimony of our conscience, that we have behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you. For we are not writing you anything other than what you read and understand, and I hope you'll fully understand, just as you did partially understand us, that on the day of our Lord Jesus you will boast of us as we will boast of you." Now, if you don't know the backstory, this section starts to make not a whole lot of sense. So I'm going to read it to you one more time, and I want you to listen closely to the fact that Paul, as you can see underlying what he's saying here, is starting to have to defend himself a little bit. He says, "For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you. For we are not writing to you anything other than what you read and understand, and I hope you will fully understand, just as you did partially understand us, that on the day of our Lord Jesus, you will boast of us as we will boast of you." Paul's reminding them that he and his ministry companions treated them with love and God's wisdom, not man's. He's feeling a need to write this way and to say this because, as you're going to see as we go on further in our study of 2 Corinthians, there are those who are questioning Paul's love for them and his motives, which is sad. But you know what? The Bible's real clear that that's going to happen. Don't you realize that the creator of the world, who came to die for the sins of the world, was being accused of things that weren't true? They accused Jesus of being a demon-possessed person, a half-breed, a Samaritan, if you will, not the real McCoy. They accused him of a lot of things, and he came to die for the sins of the world. He didn't come to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he comes to his own people, and his own did not receive him. Paul, in the same way, has been suffering for the cause of Christ, for the sake of these people, that they would hear the gospel as he travels all over, is being chased around by the Jews and some Gentiles and put to death, they hope, as they tried to stone him to death one time. And he's been going through all these struggles for their sake. And his heart was pure toward them. He didn't expect them to pay for his ministry. He worked out of his own hands to supply his own needs so that they wouldn't accuse him, even though he had the right. We're going to go into all these things. But they're questioning whether or not he really was sincere and that his wisdom was from God. And he says to them, "I lived and we lived among you, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and so supremely toward you." Listen to 1 Peter 2, verses 11 and 12. "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation." Listen to 1 Peter 3, 13 through 17. 1 Peter 3, 13. "Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it's better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil." Some of you might have children that have walked away from the Lord, and they accuse you of things when you raised them as a child that you didn't do. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep acting honorably to them. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't try to get them back in the way that they've hurt you. Keep responding honorably. In time, when God settles all accounts, they will acknowledge that what you had done was right and from God. It's sad that Paul was accused of things that weren't true, as much as he gave his life for them. It's sad that Jesus was accused of things that weren't true and aren't true when he gave his life for them. You and I may be accused of things that aren't true about us as well. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Now I'm going to share with tomorrow on Monday from here in 2 Corinthians. Tomorrow we'll be in Psalms. Hope to see you then.